You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Just a dream. Thomas Paine podcast, folks, on a Friday as we kick off a long weekend, the traditional midsummer break, so to speak, in the summer, American summer at least. We have folks listening to us from all over the globe, so it's different where you are. In the United States, it's Independence Weekend, 4th of July, the birthday of our country. And, well, at the rate we're going, we at least made it one more year. We'll take what we can. We may be kidding ourselves, though, with this crew that's in charge of things. But we're here nonetheless, and wishing you and yours a fantastic long weekend. Although every weekend might be a long weekend, depending on your economic situation and this situation. But again, nonetheless, we will maintain at least the appearances and to wish folks a happy Independence Day. Although I did see some upside down flags hanging outside of people's farms and stuff coming through Lancaster the other day. I said, oh damn. Or the upside down flag in the United States is a sign of distress. And so these folks, who also many of them have banners out front slamming Joe Biden, etc. Of course, it's deeper than that. Perhaps they will get that. Perhaps they won't. I know the folks on this show understand that, the folks behind putting this show out, and also the folks that are listening to this show understand that it's much deeper than just one so-called side. And we discussed that today and tonight with Marie Albanese. And we're looking forward to getting that into your ears and before your eyes for the folks on Paine.tv and the Paine.tv app. And we appreciate your patronage, etc. The folks who aren't on there, it's a good opportunity. I've got a couple extra days here to poke around. Maybe stick your head in there. I think you'll like what you find. We have another hot wire coming. I decided we'll put the hot wire out this weekend. It's going to be incredible weekend. Independence Day. And there's nothing more independent than breaking from the hive mind. And we will have a similar themed hot wire to make sure you can stay ahead of these people and these criminals, this criminal Sanhedrin. And that's all you can do, folks, is make moves, make your own moves. Don't sit around and wait for other people to come around and make the moves for you. In other words, don't be like so many folks out there who are great pretenders.
Pretending that you're still around.
And we have Maria Albanese on deck, our Italian friend from the neighborhood. How about some Italian music for Maria? I don't know if that's really Italian music, but little Dean Martin. We haven't had Dean Martin on here in a while.
Watch the sunrise on a truck.
I hope you guys have a good weekend. Get some relaxation in. Well, Dean Martin, back in the day, he was the man.
Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace and old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me.
Well, hopefully you belong to me for the next couple hours. Talk about bad segues. Anyway, gang. And you keep it planted right here and put some intel in your ears and before your eyes as well. But we appreciate you folks being here. You can tell it's the end of the week. I can barely pronounce any words. I'm having a problem stringing sentences together, but I did much better in the conversation and journey of a conversation, which it always is with Maria Albanese. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're going to talk about, but it always just comes together, and it's fantastic. So, from our heads to your ears, here we go once again. Have a fantastic weekend, as I wish you folks the best, and we are humbled again to have you here. We have a show coming on Monday. Folks outside the country, fear not. We will have something for you on Monday, on July 4th. If Dustin Gold coming on board, we talk about that in the upcoming show here you're about to listen to. And we're also working on another studio here for yours truly. So many different things going on, and we're going to ramp things up the second half of the year, which starts today, July 1st. Take care of yourself, and God bless you.
Just remember, till you're home again, you belong to me.
La-da-dee, la-da-dee, la-da-dee.
Hello.
All
right, you got to change up the tunes.
Well, I don't like it.
I know you can do better.
Somebody in morning radio in Philadelphia used to do that before they dialed. Maybe it was DeBella.
Could have been.
So it always sticks with me, like when I'm dialing. It might have been Stern. It might have been DeBella. But it's just funny. I do that
from the Three Stooges.
Well, there's at least one stooge here, and it's not you. We know that. So you got that going for you.
You're funny.
What's up? What's going on down there? We're having a heat wave up here.
So are we. So are we. Yeah? Afternoon thunderstorms.
I don't have any thunder sound.
Feels like 105 when you go outside.
Oh, yeah. It's not that hot yet, but it's going to get that hot here.
Yeah, and we didn't have the other night we did lose power for a little bit, but that's to be expected.
Well, welcome to America now.
Yeah, basically, I was prepared, you know, I was like, okay. You know, other people tend to go crazy because, you know, when the power goes out, everything, you lose your Wi-Fi, you know, all of that. So. Some folks are just twiddling their thumbs.
It's a big holiday weekend, and we wish everybody a happy 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. You get probably an extra day off, which people can use. The folks that are out there still humping and working and grinding it out can use an extra day off, I think. Right? What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Always use an extra day to soak your liver in alcohol at this point. It's damn bad. It's getting bad out there. I know my...
Well, I mean, they'll take the day off.
I was driving with my niece, young niece, and my wife and I were driving. We took her out for ice cream, and she's 5. And we were driving down the road, and she said... And I took a right into this, like, supermarket where Wegmans is, but I was cutting through to avoid, like, three lights cutting through the parking lot.
Right.
And the liquor store is right next to Wegmans. And she said, why are we going to the wine store? And I said, hell, how does she know where the wine store is? Well,
she knows.
She knows.
She knows.
I said, we're not going to the wine store, okay? We're going to get ice cream. Don't worry about the wine store.
That's so funny. We were laughing. Funny what they know.
And I told my brother, your daughter ratted you out. She ratted you out.
Yeah, I've noticed there are people. Some people are not very slick around their kids, and they don't realize that. You know what? I am getting backfeed really bad.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hearing myself talk.
It's probably my cologne. I'll call you right back.
Call me back.
All right. 70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it, but it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain.
La-da-dee. Okay, can you hear me?
La-da-dee. Still back for you?
A little bit. Let's see. Okay, now I don't hear it now. Okay. Let's hope it's okay. Remember, it's early, and sometimes it seems like we have more problems when it's early, but we'll deal. We'll deal.
Well, if you're getting it while I talk, I won't say anything.
Oh, no. We're not going to do that. But, you know, I was thinking of us this morning with the surgery you were talking about.
What the hell surgery are you talking about?
We might need that surgery for 2 hours.
Oh, yes, I booked my surgery. And, oh, yeah, Chesterfield was. I tell you, I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
And some people said today, was that like, did you plan that? I said, no, that's not planned.
No.
I said, I was cracking up. I barely trying to hold it together because it was so funny for the people to put MAGA hats on.
That is fun. That was very funny.
And
but I've never heard of that. So you did teach me something new.
Well, the women, the procedure only costs $2,000. For the men, it's $20, which is
oh my gosh.
So you don't what? So you don't have to go to the bathroom on the way to the Hamptons. Maybe mm-hmm. put the Appletinis down while you're driving.
Yeah, I mean. We used to sit in traffic going to the shore. I don't recall.
Well, you know what's going on there. You understand this. It's not the driver that's probably liquored up.
Right.
It's everybody else in the car. Oh, yes. Mix me up another shaker, please. And then you have a car full of people. I have to go to the bathroom. And these are adults.
Right. Well, I was thinking maybe we need that for 2 and 3 hour, recorded phone calls.
Oh, you mean like on Friday shows? We need that.
Yeah. That's why I was laughing. I said, "Oh my gosh, these people are a riot.
Well, people ask, do you like take a break? And no, we just go straight through.
Yeah, we do.
Right. That's why
we
I
deal.
Have a collection of diapers here from NASA.
And
I can't do a Friday show without a space diaper. I don't know about anybody else. But.
I know you have something to drink. I usually have coffee and a bottle of water.
I have three things here. I have coffee, water, and I have water that's been on the desk for 2 days. So I'm not sure what that is, but we'll call it a beverage.
So
that's an emergency beverage in case the voice gets really.
So then we're good. We don't need the surgery. We can hang.
We'll hang. Yeah, we can hang. I couldn't believe it. I said this morning, you guys really hit a home run putting that thing in there, because when I saw that, I started thinking about it. And I don't look at this stuff before I read it. And maybe I'll start looking at the stuff before I read it, because I probably could have taken that bit a little further. But just you can see these people, right? Like where I come from, you know where I come from and where you come from. If a guy's got to go to the bathroom, they go to the bathroom on the side of the road, right?
In the bushes, State Parkway.
It's harder for a lady, right, to do it.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
And some ladies like, I won't do it. I will just hold it. I don't care. Okay. There was, I wrote an investigative, I was a real troublemaker, the first college I went to. In fact, that got me thrown out of college. But I wrote like an investigative column where I was like against administration and everything. And pointing out all the things that were wrong with the school and the scams they were running. And these guys were like, how the hell does this guy figure this stuff out? You know, where they would hold the student loan checks for like 3 months. And then they said, oh, well, you can come get what's left over of your loan, you know, any balance. And I'm like, why are you holding this stuff? You know, why are we giving you guys a 4-month float? And they're like, it's this fucking right. kid. It's like, it's 18. Yeah. He's a pain in the ass. So we're running all this stuff. And I'm in like a big dispute with the administration. So I'm coming back to school on the Pennsylvania Turnpike once. You know, everybody goes back like after Christmas or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I look on the side of the road and there's a guy, you know, you pull over at these places right. and they just kind of, guys just go to the bathroom in the weeds. And I said, son of a bitch, that's the dean of students. Yeah, like a Mercedes. It's like a nice Mercedes. I said, that looks like the dean's car. I said, that is the dean. So I lived in this guy's office, literally lived in his office, always calling me in. I said, he said something. I got called in for something. And I used to get blamed. The crew I was running with, we get blamed for everything. So they call you in and see what you know about it. I said, you know what? I'm working on a story where the dean of students gets caught publicly urinating on the turnpike. You see this guy's face. He's like, you're going to put that in the paper? I said, well, I mean, I don't have to put it in the paper. Maybe, you know, you know, we could work something out. I don't have any official proof that it was the dean, but it looked like the dean, according to a number of sources. And he's like, you can't put that in the paper. That's, you know, the whole thing.
That's when it would have been nice to have one of those throwaway cameras in the car.
Well, took pictures. Yeah, I mean, people today would say that, but, you know, back when we were in school, you had the gunpowder flash.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, yes.
You had to get the camera set up with a hood on the side of the road or the tripod.
Gunpowder flash. We are that old, yes.
There's no, you know, you can't take a Polaroid shot at 65 miles an hour either. It doesn't work. We've tried, believe me. So, you know, you can get mileage out of people going to the bathroom on the side of the road. But it's stunning that these guys are so, you know, they're so wound tight that they would get a $20,000 surgery instead of going to the bathroom on the side of the road.
Or like you said, you know, get in the car dry with maybe one bottle of water and wait until you get to your destination.
Oh, yeah, they can't wait. You know, it's like a big party. It's like a party on the road. And so, I mean, that's when you got a lot of money. If you get that kind of surgery,
you could just piss away $20,000.
Literally piss away $20,000. It's true. It literally is true.
It's so sickening when we know what everyone's going through and what they can do with $20,000. But, you know, the elitists don't care. They want to flaunt their surgeries, their convenience surgeries. It's just crazy. But it was a funny story.
Top on pain.tv today, somebody posted something from Rasmussen Reports. New voter midterm issues versus top media midterm issues. So, top voter midterm issues, number one, rising gas prices. Number two, inflation. Number three, the economy. Top three, about money, right? Four, violent crime. Five, election integrity. Six, school issues. Seven, abortion rights. Eight, election cheating. And nine, illegal immigration. Look at those last three or four there. Those are like the top, you know, some of the top ones you hear about in the media. Now, the media top midterm issues. One, climate change. That's not even on the list of the people out here. Main Street versus U.S. legacy media and mainstream media. Two, Ukraine war. We don't care about that. It's not even on the list. Three, Capitol riot investigation. Nobody cares about that. I mean, we care about it, but rising gas prices, food, inflation, the economy seems. What's number four? COVID-19.
No, that's
not even on the list. Not even on the list. I mean, it's on the media's list. And number five,
right?
LGBTQ issues. Oh yeah. Not even on our list of folks.
No. not at all. But that's the world we live in. And that's the narrative they push, and they don't care, and you know, they keep everybody from focusing on important things. And even some of the issues that are voter issues, these politicians aren't going. They could say they're going to help alleviate everything on your list, but they don't. So both lists, to me, are just pointless.
But don't worry. In a separate subject, I made note of to throw at you, because we talked about Ghislaine Maxwell, and it's just, we've talked about this for so long, this whole scheme that was going nowhere. It was just a dog and pony show. But don't worry, today, I think it was today, or maybe it was yesterday, Ted Cruz checks in on Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, it's a little late, isn't it? Where are her clients? Prosecute them.
Yeah.
Here they come. Yeah. You know, it's over. So they're all coming out.
Shut up, Ted. Yeah.
They love to come out after it's over, but when it's happening, not so much. It's fucking frustrating.
It's sickening. And I think I wrote to you privately, and I said, you know, she's medium hanging fruit, you know, and the amount of trafficking that happens in this country every day, the numbers are, we can't even count that high. And no one's doing anything to stop it. No one's going to prison for that. They slap her with, you know, a crappy sentence. Everyone ignores the fact that her client list was never exposed. So she trafficked to, I don't know who. And then you had R. Kelly, who got 30 years. So it's just ridiculous.
He got 30 years for, you know, a lot less than what she got for what she did.
Exactly.
It's not even close, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even
close.
I mean,
we live in a country that does not want to stop this. They say it. They'll run, you know, their little platforms. You know, they'll talk about things like that. But no. It's all about self-enrichment, the elitist club, you know, what they're doing, and they're heavily protected. That book that has all the clients or whatever, they're all heavily protected. And we could know. We could say, yeah, this one, we know that one was on the island. But unless they're, you know, prosecuted and convicted, you know, convicted is the strongest of it all. It's never going to end.
Which is a big concern for them. Listen to this. We got to, it's all fun and games until these people are threatened to be exposed on any level. When I were running True Pundit, we printed some photos that were one of the publications, New York Post, I think it was, of like behind the scenes at Epstein Island, you know, never before seen photos. So we did the same story and we credited the New York Post. And we put some of the photos in there that were in the New York Post. And